Thank you, everybody. Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Mike Arsenal from Boston, Massachusetts.
Hey, how are things in Boston?
Good. Cold.
Yeah, I know. A lot of that going around.
Yeah.
Is it driving you mad?
No, not really.
How do you deal with it?
Put on a jacket.
I should try that. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Mike's topic?
Here she is, Miss Irrelevant.
The Miss America pageant has fallen on hard times. Her television audience is down to nothing. Her crown is tarnished by occasional scandal. But we read a story this week that proved there are other beauty pageants out there, still going strong. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of pageants that could help revive our flagging interest in that peculiar form. Choose the real story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine.
That's what I'm shooting for.
All right. That's why you're here. Here we go. Let's first hear from Paul Prevenza.
Usually associated with bookish types of dubious social skills, Mensa, the high IQ club, has been making an effort to dispel the myth that smart women just aren't sexy. For a few years now, the Mensa Beauty Pageant has been selling out and thrilling crowds at their annual conference in Oslo, Norway. Last year's winner, Oxford student Jenna Foster Hall, proved that not only can she be sexy and poised, but multi-talented as well. For the talent portion of the pageant, she twirled 10 batons simultaneously, accurately describing the orbits of the planets around the sun. She beat out tough competition from runner-up Jacqueline Green, who dazzled the crowd with a musical Fibonacci number.
The Mensa Beauty Pageant in Oslo, showing that beauty and brains are not incompatible. Your next story of a better beauty pageant comes from Roy Blunt, Jr.
In the talent portion of the Miss Outdoors pageant in Golden Hill, Maryland, some contestants sing, some dance, and some of them skin a muskrat. This marshy rural area has an old muskrat trapping tradition and has long hosted a muskrat skinning contest. But only in recent years have muskrats had a role in the beauty pageant. In 2005, when Tiffany Brittingham walked on stage wearing sparkly earrings and full makeup and with a dead muskrat slung over her shoulder, a man in the audience yelled above the cheers, "I want to marry you!" Tiffany won the crown. Since then, other girls have followed in her footsteps. Says one of them, Samantha Phillips, "It's not weird. You can be graceful and beautiful and well-poised and skin a muskrat."
Skinning muskrats in a pageant in Eastern Maryland. Your last story about a beauty pageant comes from Amy Dickinson.
Here they come, lovely topiary. Birmingham, Alabama is host city next month to the American Topiary Society's annual Bonsai Bonanza Beauty Contest. Contestants hope to clip, shape, saw, and prune their way to a national hedgerow stardom. Entrants are expected to push their conifers down a runway and clip them in timed contest in shapes suggested by the judges. Categories include fabulous and flowering, deciduous darlings, cute and cuddly conifers, and shapely shrubs. In this year's talent bonus round, entrants will prune a blue spruce to look like faded movie star Gary Busey, who sort of already looks like a pine tree.
All right, here are your choices. From Paul Prevenza, a beauty pageant for Mensa members, beauty and brains. From Roy Blunt, Jr., a beauty pageant in which the talent competition includes skinning a muskrat. And from Amy Dickinson, a beauty pageant not for people, but for topiary and bonsai plants. Which of these is the real story about a pageant in the week's news?
I can imagine the muskrat happening in some places, but the moving clipping of shrubs doesn't seem reasonable.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to go with A.
You're going to have to go with A. You're going to go with Paul's story about a Mensa beauty pageant?
Beautiful and smart go together.
In which somebody sings out a series of Fibonacci numbers?
That sounds crazy, but I have to go with that.
All right, that's your choice. It's Paul's story. Well, we actually spoke to someone who has done a documentary about this very pageant to bring you the real answer.
So what you see is you see a young girl who's in high school come out in full makeup and sparkly earrings. She has her blow-dried and washed muskrat, which is dead, of course. She goes out to the end of the stage. She puts down a piece of cardboard so there's no blood on the stage. She skins the muskrat, and she goes backstage and puts on her evening gown.
They blow-dry the muskrat. That's just wrong.
Which Thank goodness.
I think is another euphemism for the Italian thing.
I didn't hear rolling the pizza dough.
No.
Rolling the pizza dough.
That, of course, was Amy Nicholson. She is the director of the documentary Muskrat Lovely, describing what the audience sees during the talent competition these days of the Miss Outdoors pageant in Dorchester County, Maryland. So I'm so sorry, Mike. As you now know, Roy had the right answer. You did not win, but you earned a point for Paul Provenza for his excellent idea for a Mensa beauty pageant. I recommend that to them. Mike, thank you so much for playing. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mike.
Muskrat, muskrat, candlelight, doing the town and doing it right in the evening. It's pretty pleasing.